I'm Dr. Temptation. Okay. Well, I've got a lot of applicants. No, have a seat. You don't have to stand. You sit right there. Perfect. I'm sorry, my office is kind of a mess. It's just so busy here. Let's see. I'm gonna be honest, I hate interviewing. I'd just much rather do work, but we need this position filled as soon as possible, so. All right. I appreciate the respect. That's really nice, but we're a really laid-back crew here, so you can just call me Angel. All right, so the nurses, I'm going to be honest, the nurses passed around all the applicants and, all the applicants' resumes, and they all picked their top couple. I trust them completely, so, yeah, I'm just far too busy to go through all of them. There were so many that came in. Yours was on top, though. You're the first one on the pile, so the first person I wanted to come in and meet with. This is not, like, normal to ask in an interview, but you were on top of the pile, and I do have an office filled with females, so I need to ask you, before we officially start the interview, do you have any social media? And if yes, is any of it public? Okay. No, you don't need to hesitate. It's not a deal breaker or anything. It's just, you're a very attractive person. Very, very attractive. Very, very nice to look at. I don't mean to be weird about that. It's just, you know, we're just being honest, and I'm checking to see if my nurses did some detective work, and if that's why you're on the top of the pile. From what I see, like, everything on your resume is great, like, pretty much what we were looking for, but I just don't want any drama in the office, and if they're all crushing on you or something like that, I don't have time for that. So thank you. I know that's not the most professional question now. So anyways, I have a lot of resumes here. Lots of qualified applicants. All right, so since you are very attractive, and as you can imagine, I have a full schedule. I was thinking just now, I have very little time to socialize, and let alone sleep around or meet anyone. It's a tough job market right now, and this is a really comfortable, cushy job. Excellent pay, great benefits. How badly do you want this job? Okay. I was thinking, the more I look at you, like I said, I have lots of pretty nurses out there that would be happy to make me, take care of me in that way. But you, you're very different from them, and I could really use someone like you working closely with me. Well, you have very nice lips, and you're very well spoken, and I can't get the thought of you under my desk while I'm taking calls. How do you feel about oral sex? Giving. I'm very sensitive. I have a very, very sensitive pussy, and I need somebody that can make me come pretty fast because I am really busy here in the office. So it wouldn't be anything where you'd have to come to my place or I'd come to yours. It would be strictly here at work. You can be in a relationship if you want. Just focused here at work on me. How does that sound? Good? Good. The door is locked, so how about you come over and show me what you can do with that mouth and that tongue, and we'll go from there with the interview. Does that sound good? Good. I didn't expect today to go this way, but I couldn't pass it up with you. Oh. Very, very gentle. I don't know. I told you I'm really sensitive. Don't stop. I'll keep going. Oh, a little faster. All right. Well, you did great. Have a look around. You like my body? That's good. I wouldn't want to force you to do something you didn't want to do. It looks like you enjoyed what you did. I mean, I can definitely reciprocate when I have time. That'll be an extra perk. Sorry. I haven't game in a while, so that was really intense. I'd be happy to offer you the job if you're okay with working very closely with me. All right. We are hired.